Warning, this game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Iconoclast, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. That scared me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. My atonement has come. My atonement has come.
What do you do? You've got a computer, laptop, you've got a phone, you've got a crying woman.
Yeah, I'm trying to console her. I guess I would take a look at what she's looking at.
She's looking at what appears to be a forwarded newspaper article.
What's it say?
It says it's a forward from a it's actually from yesterday or today. Time's getting a little wibbly wobbly timey wimey. But apparently a car was pulled out of the Potomac. One deceased inside the car. The body was identified as Miles Worthington. For those who have forgotten, Miles Worthington was the old DG contact that Jeff contacted, who is now dead. Seven, Jeff. D6 plus one. I rolled it for you.
I did not hit my breaking point.
Hey, you're adapted to helplessness. I bet that fucks you.
You said seven?
Yeah, seven total. So if that doesn't hit your breaking point,
it does not.
So you can go look at what sort of fun fucking disorders you have now for being adapted.
Let's pause here and rewind a bit. You contacted this DG contact for what again?
To find out about going to London.
Oh, okay. That was
he was the one. Yeah, he was the American or the contact in the U.S.
So Europe just shut our door
for the audience. Jeff rolled really poorly a few sessions ago involving that contact. Now he's dead. Who's there? Mary?
Mary, yeah.
Hold on, let me look at Mary.
Yep, let me just scratch out that bond.
It cost you a bond.
Mary knows all about that, so I'm just going to try to be like, these things
it's
happen.
Okay.
These things happen. It's okay.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, Jeff. You uncaring bitch.
Yeah.
So the implication is here that who did the deed is, am I just missing something or is it the British version?
The contact that he spoke with in secret somehow was found out and murdered.
Right. But is it clear by who yet? Or
no.
No.
They also know my kids.
Yeah. Great. Cool.
Yep. And somehow realistically posed as her husband enough to call fucking Germany and get a hold of your handler and get transferred.
They just use the CIA, the United States CIA, as a fucking puppet.
Wow.
By the way, this hasn't all occurred to you yet. It will as this comes out. Mary has computer science, right?
Yes.
You notice something odd. The news article has been screenshot from the back page of what is it? The Washington Examiner. Like it's not the Times, but it's a farther back page. It's a local article, you know, nothing crazy. But it's been screenshot and there is there's a string of numbers at the bottom. What's your computer science?
40.
You recognize it as a, I'm going to say the wrong thing. And Daniel, you're going to correct me because you know more about IT than I do. What would a Tor web address look like?
Oh, from a torrent download?
No, like Tor, the secure server.
Oh, I honestly don't know what its ending URL is going
to
be.
That mic just seems super low compared to where he's sitting.
Who?
Dan.
Oh, I'm probably over it. Is that better?
Yeah.
You can lift it to you.
Well, I lowered it earlier. So it's coming from the wrong URL then?
No, this is an additional URL.
Oh, it's a Tor link.
Yes.
It's a Tor link within the email that you could route and follow if you clicked it.
Gotcha.
You recognize a Tor link and a time. There's a date stamp beside it.
I'm definitely going to follow it.
It's a dead link. It doesn't go anywhere.
Oh.
What was the time next to it?
The time is, say, 5 or 6 hours from now, but the date stamp is tomorrow.
So it hasn't happened yet.
This is added on to the news story. If you didn't know what you were looking at, you would assume it's metadata from the email.
So it's a time stamped.
The article is time stamped today. The Tor link has additional information. You have a link and you have a date and time, and the date and time next to that link are tomorrow. If today is May 6th,
makes me think of like noon. Like a Teams meeting, or the link, like it only functions and opens during the active window.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, that's it.
Jeff, have you figured out what happens at the fact that you are now adapted to...
My POW goes down.
Well, that's lame.
I'm just going to put recording Tor link for what the time is for tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay. Yep.
And you realize the date is for tomorrow. It's a string of numbers that if you don't know computer science and if you don't know a few other things, you wouldn't notice this.
That also means my willpower goes down.
Perfect. Mary, give me an idea roll.
Ant by five?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Three.
Three under 75.
Roll me some sand.
Anytime I roll good.
Just roll those same dice again.
That is a 9.
Wow. We'll call it 1. 56.
Keeping track.
I mean, Rubini started at 55.
You realize that link, it's not like a hyperlink. It's not like clickable blue. It's kind of written into the metadata of the email. You would have to know what you're doing to recognize this link and this time. There ain't no fucking way Hastings knows what this is. She's not stupid, but this is something that's put there that only somebody with a certain level of experience would necessarily recognize, and she's not one of them.
Somebody knew I was here then, or somebody with that skill to recognize that.
And you would also, with IT, just I'll save you the hassle. If you look it up, obviously that email address doesn't go to her husband. You can recover, you know, you lost a massive fuck ton of sand there.
Yeah.
Kind of back to back.
I'm going to try to console her and literally.
You're able to sort of calm her down. You realize she's a little neurotic now. You two can kind of put together that it's a message directed at her that does imply that you or someone else with that level of experience would be around. And if you try and backtrack the email address, it doesn't go back to anyone back where's Hastings from? Harvard. I don't know where she lives, but it doesn't
Harvard.
Go back,
yeah.
It clearly doesn't go back to her husband by any stretch of the imagination. It pings off of some fucking VPN in Cameroon or some shit.
Can I do a roll, like a persuade roll, to try to get some of his sand back, or does he roll bad enough that it's gone?
his sand's pretty gone. There are ways to get back sand, but
yeah. Not. Fewer now.
You can talk to... Oh, wait. You realize that this is a fucking hit and you got him killed.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got that.
Okay. Just as long as everyone understands the... what's going on. You got a date with the Tor server tomorrow.
Somebody is good at what they do. Real fucking good.
Do we point this out to Gwen? Somebody got through them.
I don't see much downside to that. I see more upside. Although Cody is creative.
They're like salt the earth like protocols. So like
right.
There's a very high probability, I don't know, that if you make Gwen aware that this happened, that like
we're all dead.
Or at least Hastings.
Yeah. Our handler just
Olsen
burns
gets
all of
a
us.
Message killer.
Yeah,
I think it's in our best interest to see what this opens up tomorrow before we make any rash decisions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you guys like to advance the plot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going great so far.
Landry, the Peshmerga, reach out.
Oh, great. What do we hear?
Say that he would like to meet.
Anytime.
How about now, Hasim says.
Take Jen.
Yes, and I'll warn them that I'm taking Jen with me.
Okay. You hop in a car. You head to... Where the fuck is he again? Sorry, I flip-flopped since he is located in Erbil, Iraq. Erbil, Iraq.
I think it's the first time you've actually told us where he was.
No, I don't think so.
This is a lovely drive.
It's 100% the first time that you've named it.
Yeah.
You hop in a car.
Yeah.
You drive off. They speak in... What was it that you didn't know? Kurdish. They speak in Kurdish.
Well, I don't know. But
Jennifer does.
Jennifer does. What's Jennifer's Kurdish?
50%.
50.
Perfect. They talk about sleeping with the fishes. No. Jennifer could whisper to you. They're just talking about random things. There's not...
Yeah.
There's no... She denotes... What's her humant?
High, 70.
Okay. She denotes no...
Yeah,
funky shit.
The scenery is lovely on this drive. You sure they put a bag on your head the first time you were out here?
It's quite nice.
What do you got, Jeff?
I was gonna say they probably would have gone into this with I mean, if it was me, I wouldn't let on that I know Kurdish.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I had no intention. Well, I mean, he doesn't. He does.
Well, I mean, we player. So no, I don't think any of us have any intention of doing that yet.
Yeah. Okay.
I forget who it was. It probably wasn't Susan. It wasn't Landry or Jennifer. Who called about London and was talking to Gwent about it?
That was Hastings.
Was it Hastings?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hastings. So you guys set out to meet the Peshmerga. The phone rings for Hastings.
Hastings will answer.
Susan, it's Gwent. I was able to arrange transport to London. I can approve two, no more than two. I need to know who they are, and I will set up a date when you can enter the country.
Okay.
The deal has been arranged.
Kazim Al-Malay is going.
Okay. Is he going alone?
Mary's going back to base for...
I mean, hell, well, yeah. Nuzzle. I was going to say Hastings and Kazim both could go.
But that leaves nobody in Baghdad, though.
True.
It leaves the researcher.
That we're killing?
Probably. Because if...
I mean, we did make the deal...
If Kazim goes, he doesn't speak Akkadian.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did make the deal with the museum that we would be donating these.
Right.
So...
I mean, Dan's not doing anything besides training. Well, I mean, he wouldn't be able to go down. I mean, he could always go down to Baghdad.
Just keep an eye on things.
Yeah.
It'll be me and Kazim.
Okay, so...
Kazim's coming from Greece.
Yeah.
We never told Gwen that Kazim...
Yes,
was in Greece.
I will specifically mention that Kazim is in Greece right now.
The fuck?
What?
Oh, okay.
Is there a Greek version of DG we need to worry about?
You guys love those frequent flyers.
Why is... Is there... What is relevant in Greece?
The Nakatica.
Fuck. Okay. Sure. Great. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. Okay. Thanks. Kazim and Hastings. You can enter. Go ahead and make arrangements. You can enter the country no earlier than the 9th. Can you make it there by the 9th? Today's the 7th.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No earlier than or?
No earlier. Well, I need to call back and let customs know when you're arriving.
What happened to the 6th?
The 6th of what?
Did I miss the 6th?
The 6th is what we just did.
Oh, okay.
I will get to Greece, meet Kazim, and head to London to be there by the 9th.
All right. I think it's best if you both board the same flight.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
All right. So if today's the 7th and the 6th is what we just did, today is the day that this meeting's happening then.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm on the same page.
Yep.
Yeah. So, so Hastings can be there for the tour meeting.
You guys bounce along in a car through rural Iraq. You end up in the village where Kadir Segdedi, Hasim, brings you in. Ah, Landry, my friend, and you, my dear, such radiant beauty. I have not met you, yes?
A pleasure.
Welcome to the Peshmerga. What can I do for you, friends? Please sit, have tea, bring food. He says something in Kurdish that you would be able to translate is exactly, you know, please bring my friends some delicacies and whatnot. Coffee, perhaps something stronger.
Oh, coffee is great.
Of course, of course.
Your hospitality is much appreciated.
Thank you, thank you.
So
please,
we are...
Please tell me what you've been up to.
Too much. My team is scattered, but we are preparing to make a clandestine or covert incursion on the city of Mosul.
So Hasim has told me. Yes. This is very dangerous for you, but I suppose it is necessary.
It is of the utmost importance, and of course we wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't.
You all are going. He sort of gives a knowing look and sort of side eyes.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, this would make things more difficult. Your government is quite good at preparing. Your government is quite aware of things and is very knowledgeable in the region. I'm sure that all your paperwork or other necessary items will be in good order.
They will, but that brings me to my reason for coming to you. While our government may be good at paperwork, it is not so good at human intelligence. People on the ground. For me and my people to survive in the city, we need more friendlies to be able. We have a lot we need to get done, and so we were wondering if there's a safe house that we could avail ourselves of in this.
Of course, it makes total sense that you would come to us. Obviously, we are stretched a bit thin, but we do have contacts in Mosul. I believe that our goals are relatively aligned. I think it would be incredibly useful to help you in whatever your tasks may be.
That is very much appreciated. Where do we go from here?
Well, the hard part is that I find myself, the Peshmerga finds itself fighting a... a war on many fronts. We fight not only in Mosul, but of course all of the Middle East. Intel would be most valuable in order for me to free up the resources that I would need to assist you and focus more on Mosul with your assault.
We would happily provide that. Is there something specific you need? Or we may have immediate access to some intel that might prove useful immediately.
How familiar are either of you, he says, indicating both Jennifer and Landry, with Turkish action in Syria?
As the PC, to Cody, would I? I could make a roll.
Turks were used as mercenaries, aren't they?
So yes, in this instance, the Turks are fairly openly, but not obviously openly, supporting ISIL while it fights the Kurds in Syria. and if you look at your timeline, this is very early in how the fuck do you pronounce his name?
Erdogan.
However you pronounce his name. It's still very early before he's completely gone off the fucking rails.
Yeah.
It's not far off, historically speaking. Mm-hmm. But at this point, Turkey is still a very strong NATO ally.
Yeah. Interesting. I like this.
We see that... we get the sense that, because you'd have to look up when he was elected, but I think I think that he's relatively new to office at this point. We do not believe that the Turkish interests in the region are not as aligned with America as might be seen on the cable news network.
Of course, there is not much on the cable news network that is reflecting reality.
So at this point, obviously, the Peshmerga are fighting in more places than just Mosul.
Of course.
I could get some reasonable intel, which requires you reporting on a NATO ally, Turkey. I believe that I could assist with your infiltration of Mosul.
I have a problem here as a person, because I'm like, yeah, no, fuck Turkey in this instance, in this political space. And yeah, support Peshmerga, but I don't know what would be best for us if that would be a huge risk.
I mean, bureaucratically speaking, you would have to find someone who is in the American
network. Here's the thing though. Like, let's just honestly think about it. Like, the NSA was caught bugging Angela Merkel's phone, and they're still our lapdog. At the end of the day, do what the fuck we want. We're the United States, and countries have intel on their allies, like all the time.
Right.
It's not that big a deal. So let's just do it. Like, really, giving up this intel is not a big deal for what we're getting.
Well, or depending on what kind of leverage I get from the NSA,
right?
We can pin it whatever we're doing.
Yeah, everyone's leveraging
on Irene.
Let's just, I don't want to overthink it. Yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll get you what you need.
Perfect.
We'll do our best to get you everything you need.
you say in Kurdish, which is...
I'm not there, but yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And he didn't say it in Kurdish.
Yeah.
I was thinking about tipping that hat, but I didn't.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, that's right. It's nice to have the...
They're bargaining.
Yep.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if we're speaking in any language. A bargain's a bargain.
You guys, as a party, do not have access on Turkish intelligence. So you'd have to find some sort of horse trade to get that information to share it. And that's probably more.
I kind of like the idea of leveraging Irene.
Yep.
If somebody's spying on the Turks,
probably the CIA.
Maybe that group.
Yep.
Okay.
Certainly not the FBI.
Probably not good that you investigated her on another front, though.
Yeah, but it's not like we were going to get it from the CIA.
Meeting time, I think. Unless there's anything else you'd like to talk about with Kadir. He's made his ask.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we'll talk details if we can even get him the intel. So
Jennifer is obviously going to keep an ear open just to make sure they're on the level. Sure.
As far as you can tell, there are some whisperings. I'd say go ahead and roll your Kurdish. Just see what happens.
16 under 50.
Perfect. No, you pick up a lot. It, you guys have made a positive impact on the Peshmerga, and you can pick that up in Kurdish. Cool. They're very appreciative. The technological stuff, the intel that's been shared back and forth. They're not quite ready to accept you as brothers and sister in arms, but it's positive. There's no one is talking behind your back in Kurdish.
Awesome.
Nice. Okay, which meeting are you talking about?
I was going to fast forward to the
horrifying one,
to the Tor meeting.
Okay.
Unless there's anything else anyone would like to go to. So I'm going to go to what I presume is Hastings. And
by this point, Hastings has gotten a hold of Kazim and said, hey, we're moving out.
Yeah,
I will meet you tomorrow, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you're going to make international flights. You're going to meet up somewhere. And then from there, you know, you might meet up in Paris or yep. wherever.
Should we pre-meeting set up possibly some type of recording?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get this captured.
So Mary is setting up
electronics.
The IT. Yeah. Yep. Oh, that's easy. I think her scores are easy enough that we can hand wave it. Any other prep that you'd like to do other than attempting to record the conversation? What are you doing to record it?
Something not obvious, obviously, not just like I don't want them to know that we're recording it.
Sure, but I'm just curious what you're doing. Are you installing something on the PC? Do you have like a cell phone camera pointed at the computer?
Yeah,
like,
so here's something to think about. We clicked a link in an email. That was our first mistake. So have we checked this laptop to make sure it's clean?
Yeah. So the way that
it was a dead link.
The way that my understanding of Tor works is that you basically get the equivalent of an IP address and you have to manually type it in to access a unique website.
Yeah,
this is like weird dark web shit.
It's called the Onion server because unless you're at the right time at the right point, you're at the wrong layer, basically. So it only matches up exactly when it's supposed to.
That's kind of dope.
But that also makes sure that nobody else can follow what you're doing.
Yeah.
Correct. Like, if you've not, I only know very little information about Tor. I didn't know how much Daniel would have. But Spencer, you want to go down a fucking creepy rabbit hole where, like, human trafficking and shit happens? Yeah, ooh. Tor. Like, yeah, lots of horrific shit.
He went from to yeah, real quick.
Like, he was like, oh,
Spencer didn't see where Grady was going with that.
I should have.
Like, I'm sure there's some fun stuff like pirating of Disney movies, but also like really horrific stuff like human trafficking,
like IKEA furniture,
selling pornography, and horrific stuff.
Hire hitman.
So I'm just curious, what
neighbors? There you go.
What are you setting up?
Something external, not traceable on the device itself. So,
okay.
Yeah, some type of external surveillance.
Like a camcorder or something.
Yeah, something.
Okay.
Hastings would verify the article.
Yeah, if you go, that's a good call. If you go to the Washington Examiner, you can easily access that article on page 12, the local, whatever. And if you cross-reference it, floral arrangements, services obituary. Will be held at blah, 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 obituary. And if somebody did this, they got in deep.
Yeah.
Like if this is spoofed, they got in real deep.
Okay.
You approach the prearranged time. And this is, if I understand it correctly, you could literally type in the address and just keep hitting refresh.
Yep, until it matches, the window opens.
A few minutes before the arranged time, it pops up on a very sort of old school, like DOS, or don't want to say ASCII interface, where it's like a black screen with green, highlighter green, like Telnet. Text.
Terminal interface.
Yeah. Correct. It's a very terminal interface.
Nice.
And there's a prompt box that says username.
Interesting.
And it has like a it has like a login button. So it's got a field for you to enter a username.
I'll try DG.
You click OK and it incorrect input. It.
Well, I'm kind of curious. Oh, well, yeah, never mind. I was going to say, do you know any root commands or some crap, you know, that you can do on a terminal that you can't
admin?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. That's the password for my luggage.
Hastings' name.
Yeah. Hastings. Anything from that? Anything from the email that would have...
When you go back to the email, you do see, looking for it intentionally, that it looks like the foreword of the newspaper clipping includes a, like, you know how sometimes how, like, some of this newspaper stuff is, like, gated these days and, like, you can only access whatever if you have a username. There's like a clip of a username that you see in the corner, almost like screenshot by accident, that says Argom.
Damn it. Okay.
Argom it is.
When you type in Argom, the box, the dialog box disappears. It shows up with a simple like chat interface with a space for you to type at the bottom and like a notification screen that scrolls at the top. And it says, you know, it boots and then it says user colon Hastings online. Period. Anything you'd like to do?
We are connected.
Does it show anybody else online?
Not yet.
Not yet. Then wait.
After a few minutes, it says user colon Veritas online, period. And then it, you know, it's got a very basic Veritas typing ...
Yeah.
And then the message pops up. You wanted to speak to us? ... We are here, period.
Is this the European DG that we're talking to right now?
Could be.
Veritas.
You want to know the one word motto of Harvard University? Veritas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm assuming that's who it is.
Should we put Rasham's name in here? Rasham, what do you know?
Hey, bro.
What's up?
We need access ASL. To...
Where you at?
New phone, who dis?
See, if I were sitting on the other side of the situation, I'd 100% do that. Just to fuck with you, yeah. Jeff.
God. We need access to the Akkadian tablets that are in the British Museum.
That's what we're typing.
But don't we already have permission?
We have permission to go there.
Yeah. Mm. We've been allowed into the country. Yes, that is what I'd type.
Veritas is typing. Good luck with that, period. Watch out for the fish, period.
What fish should we be looking out for?
Veritas is typing. You are in over your head, period.
No shit, period.
The next message says, they killed him, period. That was not us, period. Us is capitalized with the U.
Something. All right, so let's back up. Who killed?
DG killed him.
So somebody with Harvard.
No, I think that this is the British DG. The program killed my contact.
Oh, our DG killed him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what he's saying. Program? Question?
Veritas is typing. I'm really looking forward to you editing this because you could definitely put in some really old like sound clips and stuff here. I think it'd be really good.
Or just like record mechanical keyboard.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
Unconfirmed, comma, but likely, period.
Why in the hell would our program...
He just had a heart attack. Nobody actually killed him.
Why would our program want to prevent us from getting that information? It aligns with our goals and our mandate that was set.
No, I wonder if the fact that he was brought into what we're doing put a target on his back.
So they're pretty much saying that if we go to London, anybody we interact with is dead.
Yeah, I don't know. Whose toes are we about to be stepping on going to Britain?
The Brits, period. Probably your bosses, period.
Let's just ask them. Let's ask them what we want to know.
What do you mean?
Like the information we're searching for.
Yeah. Let's drop Rasam's name. Let's drop the tablets. Let's drop the fact that we need something to get an upper hand on our situation.
Drop Rasam's name.
What's the context?
What do you mean?
Like, are you just typing?
No, I'm trying to talk it out.
Yeah, talk it out. Then let me know what the message is. Like I said, you guys can spitball.
So I say we let them know we're in the field in the Middle East near Mosul. We drop Rasam's full name.
Trying to fill in gaps in Rasam's research.
Okay, so that's basically the message you sent.
We know he had contacts there of some kind.
Right. In field, trying to fill in gaps in Rassam's research.
We burned Sloan, period. We sent you the sign, period. What more could you want? Question mark.
Okay, now I at least know who we're talking to.
Others?
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
What was the line that Sloan used? Better, it's a better something than a flak jacket.
Something, it makes a piss poor flak jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were debating trying to inscribe it on armor.
I would type in, Sloan said the sign is, it makes a piss poor flak jacket, whatever the line was.
It makes an excellent bar for a door, but makes a piss poor flak jacket.
Okay, that's not what I want to type.
Do we want to know what they were doing here?
They were trying to extract Rassam.
Were they actually trying to extract Rassam?
And the Throne of Blood.
Got it.
The M4.
Yeah.
Inside that, makes funny sound.
That means the other cowboys are either extracted or dead, I would imagine, at this point.
Whatever was inside is out. Capping the bottle is not going to put the genie back. We need to know what we don't know.
We need to ask about Al Rabini as well. If they have any information on him.
Who?
What Al Rabini?
That's me.
Al Jabiri.
Sorry. I always get those two convicts.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, why you at it? Do you know anything about the Turks?
Let's ask the special box. Ask it questions.
Ask again later.
Veritas is typing. Our intel ceased with Sloan.
No other assets in theater?
It's not our playground. At best, that was our Hail Mary, period. Find a new bottle, period. Put the genie back, period.
That's what we're trying to do. We just don't want to take a shot and miss because we're all that's here to do it. If we miss, we're not going to get a second shot.
Correct, period.
Okay. What do we need to ask the Cowboys?
The screen begins to flash, something to the effect of server closing in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Send nudes, period.
Veritas is typing. Time is almost up, period. We will not contact again, period, period, period.
Local stash house? Question mark.
Cowboys able to have resources of some kind in the region. Yeah. Anything helps.
Any resources in the region that we could utilize?
None, period.
Okay. Shit.
I feel like there's something we're missing.
I'm not holding out much hope just based on all the responses thus far, but...
All right, they want us to find another bottle, another M4.
Mm-hmm.
We've got leads on this mountain of the gods. It's Mount Meru, but we don't have any concrete evidence that that's where it's at.
No. Okay, I was just going to say something. Need a new source in the region? Question mark. Do you need one?
We are overextended, period. This isn't our only fight, period. The screen flashes again. It goes from 10 minutes to 5 minutes or whatever the case may be. 5 minutes to 2 minutes.
Okay. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah. Intel on Al-Jabiri.
Yeah, might as well. Hail Mary.
Yeah, intel on Al-Jabiri.
Rassam was our only contact, period. We never intended to go into Mosul, period.
Okay.
We could ask them if they know where Kadath is.
Any further information on what Rassam was holding?
Specify, period.
Father of War.
He was the expert, period. We came for the amphora and for him, period.
Okay.
Both are now lost, period.
His research isn't.
The screen is flashing again. You've lost half the time remaining.
Yeah, yeah. What else were you saying?
Just the location names that we had. Kadath, Hot Leg Claw.
I would ask that.
Veritas is typing. Is the situation that desperate? ? Do you not have enough troubles already? ?
Don't know what we don't know, period.
Good hunting, period. they are almost as dangerous as the thing that came out of the amphora, period.
Okay.
And the Tor server disconnects.
Yeah.
Nice. Get a bigger nightmare to fight the nightmare.
Sorry, I missed it. Who is almost as dangerous?
The two things that...
Dan.
God damn. That Dan just mentioned. Kadath and...
Spencer, idea roll.
Yeah, I'd love to, man.
Mm-hmm. 25.
You would presume that they is very unspecific.
What's that?
That they could be the two areas that they...
Could also be the program.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No. You would absolutely realize that they could be ISIL. They could be the Sons of War. They could be...
And they would be right.
The Moon Beasts from Lang. They could be a lot of things.
The Sons of War.
They were the
cultists, weren't they?
Correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. So would you guys like to decompress on that? Would you like to finish that episode here? Do you want to do some more?
I'm losing steam personally, but if we're on the cusp of something, I could go for a little
longer. At the least we should decompress and just talk about
what
take just some happened. Notes.
Yeah. We haven't discussed the time frame of the attacks either yet. Something that we mentioned earlier at the beginning.
What do you mean?
Something about the phases of the moon and when the attacks are happening. And
I went through and looked up the phases of the moon in 2016.
coincide with the new moon phase,
which we determined that it's light hurts it.
Correct.
So that makes sense.
Well, no, the new moon was 1 week after the assault on Nineveh.
New moon is no light.
Correct.
Which means the full moon was a full month before that.
And then 5 days after the new moon, the tank crew was skinned in the tank on the 7th. I was wrong. There was another attack after that.
Yeah.
But that was on the night of the new moon.
Correct. Are we also in a new moon phase currently? I remember
No,
us
we
talking.
Were moving towards it. The new moon is on the 6th, yesterday.
So the attacks are the worst, right?
Yeah, so Al Rabini will be Siginting to sit there.
Yeah.
Roll Sigint. How you doing over there, champ?
Well, I'm at 83. I'll be up a little bit more than that next session because I rolled a 90 fucking 2.
Nothing happened. Calm.
Wasn't the worst roll of the night, though.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It was fine. No big deal. Nothing happened. GG. Fucking XCOM when you got that 99%, put the shotgun in the fucking alien's face and you miss.
What was the roll that you failed earlier? Was it Greek?
It was Greek.
Make sure and check it.
I did.
Okay.
I actually literally just checked
it. I just went back and did bureaucracy too.
God damn it. But yes, if that is the case, you would expect something to have happened.
We're going to expect news in the near future.
Maybe.
So, with stuff like that, obviously, if he's making a SIGINT roll, he's diving deep and we're trying to get like leading edge intelligence. We would be able to get like
turn on a radio.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Like we'd be able to get the basic head. Well, there's I don't know if we're getting the equivalent of headline news type stuff.
Sure.
Right?
But I think that the roles a lot of times are interpreting the good signal amongst the chatter. Yeah. Like.
Plus, whatever's coming out on public radio is right. Whatever they want you to hear.
Right.
There's that too. Like, if a bunch of men were found flayed alive in a tank, would they report that?
Probably not.
Would witnesses come forward or would they be shushed?
Would any witnesses even have the ability to communicate
right.
signals device, like in the middle of a war-torn country?
No, but I mean, like, how are they communicating? How
support us as we fight the infidels.
WhatsApp.
Well, no, I mean, not within Mosul. Are they? Is it a cell service?
Yeah, WhatsApp.
Okay, I didn't know if they'd be on an open radio frequency or something.
Facebook Messenger.
But I mean, that's the thing. Is, so, I mean,
I'm sure they got like hams.
And the other thing to keep in mind is that there's a time frame too. Let's say that there was something did happen last night or happens tonight or, you know, in what you're guessing. How long does it take for that to be discovered and broadcast and disseminated? Is it disseminated in a way that catches our beanie's eye? Like the role goes for more than just being aware of a situation. Like hundreds of people probably died in the region in the last few days. You're looking for a needle in a pile of needles that meets the exact needle size you need.
Right. And it, the last new moon, it took 5 days for body parts to wash up.
Assuming that's all connected, yes.
Yes. Well, no, that's the next thing that I have in the timeline.
Correct. Because they were skinned, you are putting them, you are adding them to the pile of evidence. It could have just been some fucked up ISIL terrorist.
And it could
be. It's a red herring. You don't know.
But I'm just not discounting the clues that I have.
No, I don't disagree. I don't think you should. I think you should try to draw conclusions and then see what happens if additional things meet your whatever.
Yeah.
But no, with that 92, you're unable to discern anything that meets your criteria.
So from Hastings and Mary's conversation, it sounds like England is a dead end. Maybe quite literally.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it's a dead end, but I don't know what we need from their tablets yet, if that makes sense.
They told us we need a new vessel.
Right. But we have no idea how to make one.
I don't think we're going to make one. I think we got to find it.
Which might be able to be found in the tablets.
Yeah. I mean, those tablets are our only resource for information on this thing, besides the Nicotica in Greece.
And the Nicotica in Greece isn't necessarily tailored to exactly what we're looking at.
No, not at all.
No.
We can, however, because we have the tablets in Baghdad now at the museum.
Yeah.
And if we do go to England and get access to those tablets, we can refine our search. We know that we need another amphora or another vessel to contain the thing.
Okay, so I have a mechanical question.
Sure.
Us researching the tablets, are we also using Rassam's notes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just didn't want to exclude that.
No, it kind of lumps a lot of the clues together. So, yeah, you're not being discounted by one for using the other.
Okay.
Find a new vessel, inscribe the symbol. We still have to figure out the hardest part of this is getting it in.
That's the thing, though. The vessel that was in there, it wasn't just a vessel. It wasn't just a bottle that somebody stuck a cork on. That thing opened up into nothing on the inside. I don't have any idea how to make that.
Right, which is why I think we have to find another one. I think these people had it figured out in the past. We have to find these locations and these people, or what's left of them.
I think the only thing we've got to go on is these tablets to be able to find that stuff. Or do you have another idea?
I mean, we've got the new information that we got about Mount Meru. I'm not sure if that's tied in with what we learned about.
That was pulled from the Nicotica.
The cult. The only other place of interest is Nineveh in Mosul.
Yeah.
Something's
going on there.
Yeah.
I would be interested to see if something in the, I don't know the time period difference, but if anything in the tablets direct us towards something in Nineveh. Mm-hmm. Because we got to figure out some way to Ghostbuster this bitch into the container to begin with.
The original amphora used light. That was its weakness. That's why it was made of copper and shiny. And we're going to have to utilize like the phases of the moon and try to trap this sucker. And
do you want to write any notes to your future selves in Discord before you forget?
Probably, but a lot of this episode was just taking our notes and getting all those various balls rolling.
You got a lot of balls rolling.
Mm-hmm. It's good. We should. There are a lot of boulders rolling down the hill towards us. So.
Yeah. Some time passes. Some shit happens. Some decisions are made.
Yeah.
Some people die. I get to kill some bonds and subtly threaten others.
Yep.
So the definition of subtle, I don't think it was subtle. It was pretty overt.
Poor
threat.
Samantha just needs the mom to sign the approvals for her surgery.
Uh-huh.
Settle my ass.
I would just love to see in a video the shock of someone introducing yourself as your spouse and you know with 100% accuracy that's not the person on the other end of the phone.
Yeah.
And you can't say anything about it.
It's one of the moments that I think is really, really good. It's not a great film, I will admit it, but God, do I really love Enemy of the State.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was really good.
I don't know if it's a good movie or not, but
it is still a good movie. I watched it not long ago, and it holds up.
I mean, like, you could replace Will Smith with any blundering idiot in that movie.
Yeah, but Gene Hackman
carried the whole damn thing.
You have something they want. The way he just like firebombs his way through that game. Like, he's a perfect representation of a cowboy agent. He just needs to shoot Will Smith a lot earlier.
What did you do? I blew up the building. Why? Because you made a phone call.
Like, that was that. That's DG right there.
Yeah.
Just love seeing him on the roof. You have something they want. Now I want to watch that back to back with fucking Conspiracy Theory. Two great movies. All right. Any notes? Anything else? Otherwise, we will start on May 8th. Kasim and Hastings arrive in London on the 9th. Training continues through the 12th. Otherwise, that's the only stuff that I have on my notes for you guys right now.
And Captain Dan is going to Baghdad.
Yeah, and get intel. I don't know if you wrote that about Turkey.
Well, that's up to you guys to figure out. I don't know how you're going to do that. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son. Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody. What it is, I don't want to see tomorrow.